Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 15th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and see how the planetary patterns have been matching up with current events. Mars has been retrograde for a few weeks now since mid-April, and still several more weeks yet to go. One of the known manifestations of Mars retrograde periods is a tendency to build up pressure. It's Mars, the planet of action and aggression, being held back in the zodiac. The result is a seething kind of hostility, waiting for something to tip it off into an explosion. For the first few weeks of Mars retrograde, everybody held their breath, waiting to see what the crucial U.S. presidential primary results would be. Now that the results are known, the action can begin, and the mudslinging begins in earnest. Saturn is in a stressful T-square formation with Jupiter and Neptune. This arrangement has been going on for over a month. Since all three planets move slowly, the T-square continues through May, even into June. Saturn is the planet of reality and structure, and therefore social structures. Jupiter is the planet of laws. Jupiter is in Leo, the sign of governments, indicating governmental beliefs and laws. Jupiter is also the planet of morals and ethics. Meanwhile, Neptune, the planet signifying dreams and idealism, is in the sign Aquarius, the sign of the humanitarian who takes up the side of the downtrodden. With Jupiter and Neptune directly opposite each other, social idealism gets pitted against beliefs and laws. And with Saturn, planet of reality structure and the established order, at the balance point. The Department of Justice and the state of North Carolina are going to war over bathrooms. Transgender people are required by a new North Carolina law to use the bathroom of their born gender. The Department of Justice, with Attorney General Loretta Lynch leading the charge, warned North Carolina that the law violated people's civil rights. Governor Pat McCrory sued the DOJ, saying the federal courts need to decide this issue. And Loretta Lynch and the Department of Justice turned right around and sued North Carolina. And this was immediately followed by President Obama weighing in. The Obama administration announced Friday it is sending a letter to every public school district in the country warning them that they must allow students to use the bathroom and locker room that corresponds to their stated gender identity, or risk losing their federal funding and or get confronted with a civil rights lawsuit. Note that on Friday, Venus is exactly conjunct retrograde Mercury, and exactly trine to Pluto, planet of generational changes. Venus is the planet of guidance, Mercury is the planet of study and learning, and therefore represents schools. But Mercury's retrograde condition guarantees misunderstanding about this directive from the president, and that things will take longer to resolve. Another way the Saturn-Neptune-Jupiter T-square can manifest is with Saturn, the reality check planet, bringing the Neptune-Jupiter irrational beliefs and delusional optimism back to Earth. The example last week was the Republican Biggies versus Donald Trump summit last Thursday in Washington, D.C. The Donald flew in for a day's worth of meetings with GOP leaders. Essentially, the GOP was coming to terms with their new reality. Party leaders may have rejected the now presumptive nominee, but, as the numbers have shown, millions of their voters embraced him. For that reason, Trump and the Republican establishment have to put differences in ideology aside and deal with this together. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, GOP Chairman Rince Priebus, and presumptive presidential candidate Donald Trump sat down to a face-to-face, closed-door, hi, how you doing, or is it, hi, how do we do this? Things got started at 9 a.m. D.C. time. Here's the chart. Let's remember that even though there are major differences between Trump and the Republican establishment, the goal of this meeting is to achieve power. That's the Sun, planet of power, in the 11th house of goals and ambitions. And with Venus, the planet of appearances, conjunct Mercury, the planet of communication and consensus. So, it's a foregone conclusion that the meeting would be successful, at least as far as the optics of it are concerned. But, note that Mercury is retrograde. When the planet of communications is retrograde, a lot is not being communicated. Meanwhile, Jupiter, planet of beliefs, is being influenced by Neptune, planet of delusion, and both squared by Saturn, the reality check planet. So, whatever your ideology, there's a problem of illusions versus harsh reality. Mercury is the planet of facts and data. When it is retrograde, in other words, going backwards in the zodiac, we get to go back over the facts. But retrograde Mercury also causes delays. A decades-long tradition is that presidential candidates release their tax returns to the public and the media so that we can be sure that there hasn't been any hanky-panky. The Donald's response, it's none of your business. A New York Times article featuring interviews with women who have had dealings with the Donald in the past was published last Saturday. The newspaper's investigation revealed those women describing Trump as making unwanted advances and making inappropriate and demeaning comments to them in private settings. And here's one more odd Mercury retrograde manifestation. Mercury is the planet of naming. Retrograde Mercury suggests renaming. Budweiser has reportedly filed a request with the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau to replace the name of its beer with the word America on labels and packaging. The patriotic design would be covered with phrases like indivisible since 1776, liberty and justice for all, and e pluribus unum. Lots of diamonds as well as lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner would also appear on the label. I guess they're doing their part to make America great again. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.